Governor Jim Justice's administration has released new income projections for the 2018 fiscal year, but is basing those numbers largely on legislation that lawmakers have yet to approve. The governor is counting on the passage of his roads funding package in the newly released estimates. Revenue Secretary Dave Hardy released the updated projections for the 2018 fiscal year Tuesday morning, increasing previous estimates by nearly $170 million. Hardy explained $40 million of the new revenue is thanks to legislative and executive action taken during the regular session, including ending some transfers of funds to the state's workers' compensation debt. But the other $129 million is the result of projected increased economic activity.
It's still a dynamic number because we got legislation up there.
In a press conference Tuesday afternoon, Governor Jim Justice said that activity is partially due to upticks in the coal and natural gas industries, but most of the revenue is estimated to come from legislation that lawmakers have yet to put to a final vote.
That's only contingent upon my plan getting passed.
That plan is Justice's proposal to raise taxes and fees to fund new road construction. In its latest form, the proposal includes a 3.5-cent increase to the wholesale price of gasoline and hikes in many division of motor vehicle fees. The new investment in the state road fund, Justice says, will create new jobs, although temporary ones, and will hopefully spur economic activity. There was some confusion about the numbers as they were released Tuesday morning, though, and as of late Tuesday evening, the revenue adjustment letter had still not been received by either the Senate President or House Speaker's offices. House Finance Chair Eric Nelson says ultimately the revenue adjustment will determine what Republican leadership in his chamber includes in the 2018 budget. But he made the statement before the governor's office clarified that a large portion of the new revenue is dependent on the road funding package. House Finance Committee Minority Chair Delegate Brent Boggs says, confusion aside, the fact that the revenue estimates have been increased at all for 2018 will help ease some of the tension between lawmakers who are working toward an agreeable version of the governor's ever-changing tax reform bill.
I think we've come a long way in the last 24 hours getting in a room with the Democrats and Republican leadership from the House and the Senate, across the table from each other. And I think it's going well.
Lawmakers have spent the past 10 days negotiating a tax reform plan that in its current form would increase the consumer sales tax to 6.35%, getting rid of a number of exemptions, while also restructuring the personal income tax and decreasing the rates by 7% for all income levels in 2019. Justice is basing his 2018 budget on the passage of that reform plan. His chief of staff, Nick Casey, says if lawmakers approve the current version of the bill, it would add another $183 million to the state's coffers in the next fiscal year. Lawmakers have until June 30th to pass a budget bill and avoid a government shutdown. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.